We want to welcome everyone to Shir and Drum and Atam, and we want to give a shout out to our host, Jake Wyman, for his excellence in making this all possible. And we want to thank Mitch Green for his technical assistance. Tonight we are dedicating the Shir, Zeicher Nishmas, David and Miriam Winneraz, Miriam Liebe Bas Aaron, Michal Ben Baruch, and Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, and Baruch Ben Michal, and David Ben Yechiel Yehoshua. All of these people have an aliyah from the neshama, a zchus of learning that we do tonight, Parshas Kiseitze, Elul, as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah. Tonight I would like to discuss the Parshas Kiseitze. In this week's parasha, we learn about the mitzvah of a bein soirer umoyre. Pasuk says, person has a child, ben soirer umoyre, a wayward and rebellious child. He does not listen to his mother, to his father. His mother and his father, they chastise him, the Israel so, and he's rebellious, he does not listen. So, it's a very unusual mitzvah, very difficult mitzvah. Chazal tell us that this, the ben soirer umoyre, never happened. The parents, both the father and the mother, they take him, they drag him to court. They tell the court that this child is a ben soirer umoyre. And the court executes the child. Or gomuhu kol anshei iro, not only the court, everyone in the city, in the neighborhood, executes child, and uvi'arta hara mikirbecha, you have to remove ra from within you. V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yirah, everyone should hear and be afraid. Then Soru Mar Chazal tell us, is a young boy, 13 years old, between 13 years old and 13 years old and 3 months. What is this crime? Rashi says, he's not guilty until he steals from his parents a small amount of meat and a chatzi loig of yayin, two kiddush cups. A chatzi loig of yayin, the loig of yayin is four revias. A chatzi loig is a double revias. He has to steal from his parents wine, two cups of wine, small amount of meat, when he is the age between 13 years old and 13 years old and 6 months. And that qualifies for his revealing that he is a Baal Taiva. And we are afraid that as he gets older, he will be unable to afford to live by his standards of wine and meat. Eventually, he will go out into the crossroads. He will rob people. He will murder people in order to maintain his lifestyle. And the Torah says this child is heading in a bad way. His parents have warned him, have told him not to do this. There are telltale simonim. He will grow up to become a murderer, a bandit, a horrible person. Better we kill him now when he's 13 years old rather than wait until he becomes an adult and commits horrible crimes. Better he die innocent now than wait till later and die guilty. Shocking. A shocking halacha. Chazal tell us a ben soirer umoyre never happened, not because it did not happen. What parents would be willing to take a young 13-year-old boy who stole a few dollars in order to satisfy his desires? And the mother and the father together will take their child to court and beg the court to kill their child. It's unheard of. It's unheard of. The parents will be willing to take their child to court, confess he is rebellious, he is evil, he stole from us a few dollars. How much already did he steal to buy a 2 cups of wine and a little small amount of meat? It is It is something which Chazal tell us it never happened. It definitely happened that a child, 13-year-old boy, stole enough money to buy meat and wine, and he drank wine and he ate meat. But for the parents to take their child, as the Torah says, it all starts with the admission, the confession of the parents, and Bezdin will hear out the parents, and then Bezdin will kill the child, and the whole community will come together and throw stones to execute the child and the parents as well. It never, ever happened, such a thing. Any parent would want to do something like this to their child. They will make excuses, and they will say the child didn't really steal, he didn't know what he was doing, and this and that. And that's why there never was a Ben Soirer Umoire. However, Chazal also say, but there definitely were children that were eligible for to be a Ben Soirer Umoire, and they grew up to become bandits, robbers, murderers, and they killed people. And in hindsight, we look back and we realize they had the simonim of Ben Soirer Umoire, but the parents refused or could not even see how evil their child was, and it never crossed their minds that they would take their child to Besdin and declare that he is a Ben Soirer Umayr. Okay, this is the halacha of the parasha. We're all familiar with the halacha. The famous question, almost everyone deals with this question, and that is, we have another halacha in the beginning, Parasha Svayera, where Yishmael was taken out into the field, into the desert. Avraham Avinu told Hagar to leave. Avraham was married to Hagar. After Sarah did not have children, Sarah gave Hagar to Avraham as a wife, and she had a child. She had Yishmael, and Yishmael was a threat to Yitzhak later on. Subsequently, Sarah had a child. The Pasuk says, "Aperes Sarah iskem hogeh ha-mitzris, asher yoldo li-Avraham mitzachek." He was laughing, he was mocking Yitzhak. And she said, "V'atomer le-Avraham, goresh ho-amo ha-zois, yes, b'no, drive her out of the house. Avraham did not want to do this. He refused to do this. In other words, Avraham Avinu was like what Chazal said about this thing. Let's assume over here that Sarah saw who Yishmael was. He had the telltale signs of being equivalent to a Ben Soirer Umayr. He was mitzachik. He wanted to murder. He wanted to harm Yitzchak. And Avraham, just like Chazal tell us, there was never a real Ben Soirer Umayr, not because there were not candidates to be a Ben Soirer Umayr, but no parent would ever want their child to be a Ben Soirer Umayr. No, every parent is blind to the crimes that their child will commit in the future. They don't see the simanim. Avraham is no exception. Sarah complained to Avraham, "I have over here this, your child, Yishmael, has the telltale signs of being a Ben Sarah Umayra, and get rid of him. Drive him out of the house." And Avraham did not see it like that. Vayera hadover me'oid be'enei Avraham aloy dois b'no. And Hashem had then to tell Avraham that Sarah is right. Yishmael is a ben soirer u'moire. Vayomer elokim al Avraham al yera be'enech al anar be'al amosecha kol asher toimer elecha Sarah. Shema b'koyla, listen to your wife. Ki v'yitzchot yikori l'chazara, Yishmael has to go. And then Avraham broke the news to Hagar and Yishmael, and he was taken out, and Hagar went into the desert, and then suddenly they had nothing to drink, and Yishmael was on the verge of death. She sat down far away and she saw her son is going to die from thirst and she could not bear to witness his death. And she was crying as Yishmael was dying. And then the Malach appears to her and says to her, Vayomer lach malach alar. What's wrong? Don't be afraid. Yishmael is not going to die. Yishama Elokim es kol hanar. He is the son of Avraham. Obviously, he was being misvalel that Hashem should save him. Ba'asher hu shom. Hashem sees Yishmael where he is. So Rashi on this pasuk says, it's a very long Rashi, and Rashi says, what does it mean by Asher hu shom? Lefi ma'asim shehu oise achshav hu nidon. Even though Hashem knew and Hashem saw that he would commit horrible crimes, we need not get into this discussion. What Yishmael has done to Klal Yisrael, we need not discuss the infinite tsar, blood that he has spilled, Agmas Nefesh. Even though this would come from Yishmael, but Ba'asher Hu Shom, Rashi says, Achshav Hu Nidoin, the Loylefi Mashehu Osir La'asas. We're not going to judge this child on the future. Lefi shahayu malachi asharis mekatrigim, the oimrim, the malachi asharis were complaining before Hashem, ribayna shalalam, mi shahosid zaru lahomis bonecha batzama. The seed of Yishmael will starve your children in thirst. Ata male loy be'er, you are willing to perform a miracle to guarantee his survival. What did Hashem answer? V'hu moshivam. Hashem responded to the Malachi Asharis. Tell me, achshav mahu, right now, is Yishmael a tzaddik or a rasha? So the Malachim said, well, right now he didn't do anything yet. Amru lo tzaddik. Amar lohem lefi ma'asav shel achshav. On Ani Donoi, I am judging him based upon the present. He has not done anything wrong yet. He is innocent, so he lives. V'zehu ba'asher husham. This is what the pasuk means, ba'asher husham. And then Rashi goes on to say, when did Yishmael cause Klal Yisrael to starve from dehydration, from thirst? During the time of Nebuchadnezzar, during the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and Klal Yisrael was going to Golus, they passed on the road, and Yishmael came out to greet their cousins, and they tricked them in making them think that they would give them water. They gave them empty canteens full of hot air. First, they served them meat that was full of salt, and only increased their desperation for water. And then they opened up, they gave them canteens that were filled with empty rocks, and many of Klal Yisrael perished due to the evil deeds of Yishmael. But this Rashi makes it very clear that a person is only judged based on the present. Hashem does not look into the future to see the sins that they will commit in the future and judge them based upon that knowledge. A person is only judged based on the past and present, and if he is innocent, he's innocent. So, in other words, the parsha that we are going to read on Rosh Hashanah very soon, we read this on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Ba'asher Hu Shom, is a contradiction, an outright contradiction to the parsha of the Ben Soirer Umar. Rashi says, better to die now innocent than we should wait until he commits crimes and judge him on the future. a person who we will judge the Ben Soirer Umayra at the future. Right now he's 13 years old. He will do Averos, who knows when he's 50, 60, whenever it is. Since we see the crystal ball that he is going to commit horrible crimes, therefore, now, when he's 13 years old, we will execute him in public, and the parents will join. We will stone him to death. The Holy Israel, Yishmu V'yiro. How could this be? What about Ba'asher Husham? What's the difference between the Ben Soire Umoire of our Parsha and the story of Yishmael in Parshas Vayeru? So there are a couple of answers. And let's suggest some answers. Let's talk about some of the answers. One answer is a very simple answer. Very simple answer. Some of the Mefarshim say this answer, that Yishmael is not held to such high standards. Yishmael is a Gentile. Yishmael is not part of Am Yisrael. It's true, he's a descendant of Aaron Avinu, but ki b'yitzok yikol chazara. And to a certain degree, Hashem goes easy on the Umos Ha'olam. Hashem, the Umos Ha'olam, are not held to such high standards. They're not held to the mitzvahs of the Torah. And by Yishmael, and by extension, by the Umos Ha'olam, we can't hold them accountable if they have not yet done any Avera. When they will do the Avera, they will be punished. But hold them accountable for the future, it's not fair. It really is not fair. Ba'asher Husham. Hashem made a world where there's something called time, and there is the past, and there is the present, and there is the future. We don't know what the future will bring. We don't hold you responsible for what you have not yet done. But by Klal Yisrael, in Parshas Kisetze, we are focusing on Klal Yisrael, we have a higher standard. Hashem does not want the neshama of a holy Jew, of a Jew. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek le'olam haba. If a person we see is going to commit crimes for which he will lose his chelek in olam haba, then the Jew is different. The Jew is different. The Jew, his neshama is mitzvahs. He's part of a ben olam haba and olam haba. There is no such thing as time. Hoya, hoya v'yia. It's very mystical. It's a very difficult answer, but it's a mystical answer. We are acknowledging the neshama of a Jew is special. It's a ben olam haba. Olam haba. There's no difference. Hoya, hoya v'yia. A goy is not a member of olam haba. Yes, a goy doesn't have olam haba like we know. We have Olam Haba. There's the whole question, does a goy have Olam Haba? But if he does have Olam Haba, it's certainly different than what a Jew has. He's held to a standard of this world, Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. You can't judge a person based on the future. That's one answer. That's a very popular answer to this very difficult question. Another very popular answer is, Yishmael did not do yet anything that would indict him. Now that's a little bit difficult because it says in the pasuk that Sarah saw Ben Hagar Hamitzris Asher Yodol LaAvraham Mitzachik, which the Medrash says she saw Yishmael was taking target practice and was shooting arrows towards Yitzchak, and you know he got lucky, he missed. But he came very close, and he was really trying to murder. So, yet he didn't do anything. Chazal seemed to understand that the level of simonim muvhokim, that he was a guilty man, was not as apparent as the Ben Soirer Umayra. The Ben Soirer Umayra has simonim muvhokim, that one day he will stand by the crossroads and murder a child, a 13-year-old boy who steals from his parents money to purchase meat and yayin is a telltale sign. It's almost a guarantee that he will develop into a mass murderer. Now, I don't know how that is true. Okay, I have absolutely no idea how that is true. But Chazal see in the behavior of a Ben Sora or Moira an act of rebelliousness, of viciousness. Maybe we're not seeing the whole picture in the complete sense. Chazal see more in this child, in the words of the Pasuk, our child is rebellious. He is wayward. He is completely not with the program. And in addition, he has stolen money for his tithe. Chazal see in this, in their vision, simonim muvhakim, that he will be a murderer. Whereas Yishmael, despite the pasuk says that he was mitzachik, it's not a simon muvhak. There are no simonim muvhakim. Perhaps he will do teshuvah, and they do say, Chazal say, that we know that Yishmael, before he died, did teshuvah. He did teshuvah. He was a God-fearing Jew. At Avraham Avinu's funeral, he encouraged Yitzchak to proceed, and he honored Yitzchak, recognizing Yitzchak is a tzaddik. He is the heir to Avraham. Yishmael did teshuvah. So Chazal saw Yishmael, although he is evil, but there is still hope for Yishmael, and you cannot judge him on the future. A third answer, which really borders on the second answer, is Yishmael himself never did anything criminal. It was his descendants, many years later, in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, many years, 900 years later, is the crime that the Malachim point to. How can you point to hold a child of a person, lo yumsu avos al banim? And certainly this is not even the fourth child. Poiket avon avos al banim, al bnei banim, al shaleshim, al rebeim. This is 10 generations, 15 generations, 20 generations. Way, way, way into the future, was Yishmael guilty of murder? We can't go hold Yishmael himself now, child. He did nothing wrong. So that answer also, it borders on the second answer, is that the level of guilt is not the same. Now, I want to suggest a controversial answer. I want to suggest that there's a very big difference. The difference is, whose fault is it that the child is going to develop the way he will to become a mass murderer, as the Ben Sora Omer? The parasha over here says, the parasha point out this idea. The Ben Sora Omer, after we kill him, first of all, the elders, they say, the Amril Zignehu, here the parents say to the elders of the city, B'neinu Zeh, this our son, he is Soirer Umoire. Einenu Shomea Bekoilein. Zoilul Visove. Pasuk goes on to say, Ugomu, Kol Anshi Rovo Avonim Vones. And then they make a diok. Uvi Arto Hara Mikir Becha. Pasuk is saying, wipe out the evil Mikir Becha within you. The Mefarshim allude that the parents acknowledge they are responsible for raising this child. They have failed the child. The Torah gives, when the whole parasha ends, it says, wipe out the ra from within you. You are the cause of this child selecting, choosing a life of crime. Right now you come to us and you say, he's Soirer Umoire. He's rebelling. How did this happen? He's a Soirer Umoire. What went wrong? Did you send him to yeshiva? What went wrong? Now, we have to be very careful. Everything that we're saying now does not apply in our generation. In our generation, we all know that we have parents that do everything right. Everything. Everything. Every possible thing. And Rachmona Litzlan, it could happen that they don't turn out the way we plan. And on the other hand, you could have parents that do everything wrong. Everything. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And the children are gems. So today we live in a world that we're not discussing. We're not discussing. It's not. What we said, it's not a majority. Chas v'shalom. Except few exceptions. Few exceptions. But the Torah is being, the Torah is presenting the ideal. They're presenting the majority, and the fact that the Torah at the end of this parsha says, "You shall wipe out the Ra from within you." Unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me who says this, but it really should have said something else. You shall wipe out the evil from the community, from Klal Yisrael. Why is the Torah blaming parents? It's telling us that this didn't, the Ben Sora Umore did not come from nowhere. The Ben Sora Umore came from not a proper chinuch. The parents are being blamed for this Ben Sora Umore because there is what to blame. The parents raised this child in the wrong way. Again, don't compare this to anything now. This is just, we're focusing on an ideal thing. When a child was young, the parents raised the child to do the wrong thing. All of a sudden, when he's 13 years old, surprise, he's rebellious. Well, how is he rebellious? What have you been doing for 13 years? Did you teach him you're not allowed to steal? Did you teach him right and wrong? What did you do with him? For 13 years, you told him, steal, go here, do this, do that. You trained him to be evil. And now he's 13 years old. Oh, wow. He's turning on us. We didn't think we would train him to be evil, that even he would be going, he would steal from us. You bear responsibility for this child. And therefore, you have to kill the child and you have to correct yourself. You have a child, you have a gift. Hashem gave you a gift. You have to raise that child in the ways of Torah. And if the child is rebelling against you, it's your fault. Again, no such thing. Don't compare this. This is not for our generation. Chas v'shalom. But you bear the guilt. By the Yishmael, there is no guilt. Avraham Avinu did everything right. He did not make one mistake. He raised Laman Asher Yitzaveh Esbonov to follow the mitzvahs of Hashem. Avraham Avinu gave his child the best chinuch possible. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the way Avraham Avinu raised his child. Rachmana Litzlan, it didn't work out. No one knows why. No one knows why it didn't work out. Why Avraham, why Yishmael was a tzachik, why Yishmael was jealous of Yitzchak, why they could not live, they could not coexist. And Avraham wanted them to coexist, but Hashem said to Avraham, you have to listen to Sarah. These two children cannot coexist. There's something really wrong over here. And you have to send out Yishmael. And then when Yishmael went out, Ba'asher Hushan, no one did anything wrong. No one is to blame. In the future, he will kill people. He will be a mass murderer. So what? Ba'asher Hushan. But when the parent is to blame, when the parent, b'neinu zeh, we made him into a ben soira umayra, we are to blame why he is the way he is. because we did not raise him properly. We did not discipline him. We allowed him to indulge in his taivos when he was a child. We did not put any restraint. We did not give him any mussar. And we are to blame. Then you have to take responsibility. You cannot let this child go out and murder other people. Then you, the mitzvah, is upon the parents, not on the child. As far as Hashem is concerned, Ba'asher Husham, really Hashem would not hold him guilty. But you, the parents, are guilty. You raised a murderer. You did not discipline him. You'll be out of hara from within yourself, in your refusal to raise a child that will be a productive member of society. Therefore, you have to clean up your own mess. The Torah is addressing the parents. The Torah is not addressing society. The Torah is addressing the parents who raised him. The parents who raised him, now they see they raised a monster. And they come to Bezin and they say, we have here a monster, your name is Zeh. The Torah says, you raised a monster. You are responsible to eliminate that monster. It's for his best. It is for the best of society. Yomos Zakai, the Al Yomos Chayiv. And this, the Torah tells the parents to clean up your own mess. But when the parents raised a child, a tzaddik, they did everything right. Avraham Avinu did everything right. Vayera hadavar me'oid be'ine Avraham aloid espino. Then it's okay. You did nothing wrong. The child did nothing wrong yet. The future, who are not interested in the future? Who's to say? Who's to worry, say the future? You live for now. You're a tzaddik now. Hashem judges you now. Then we don't do anything. But when you raise the monster, you're responsible. You must put this into an end. So we have over here 3-4 answers to explain the difference. Either there's a difference between Klal Yisrael and Musa Olam. There's a difference between simonim mufhakim, clear-cut evidence, what's going to happen, such a lifestyle. Difference, another answer of difference that future generations, way, way down the line. And then I think we're saying something very, very deep. And that is, what you put into a child is what you get. And you just can't wipe your hands and say, listen, he didn't do anything yet. He didn't do anything bad. You don't raise a child. You let a child grow like a weed and violent and steals and zero discipline. And you encourage violence. You teach hate. And you raise a monster. And then when he's 13 years old, he becomes a semi-adult. He rebels against you. He turns on you and he becomes a monster against his own parents. The parents are responsible for this because they've raised the monster. They've encouraged violence. They've encouraged everything bad that you can do to a child. Then the parents, that's right. You have to take responsibility for what you have done and you have to live with the guilt that you will take the life of an innocent child, 13 years old, because of what he will one day do to society. Better he should die innocent, not die guilty. But unfortunately, the parents are going to live with a lot of guilt because they deserve the guilt. You have to learn how to remove the evil from within you, you yourself who are responsible for this. Yishmael, what kind of problem is this? Avraham raised a child with hachnosas orchim yirashamayim, everything proper, everything. What happened to Yishmael? No one knows Hashem's secrets. You can put all the koichos into a child to be a tzaddik, to be a balamuna, to be yirashamayim. And there were exceptions. The one, you know, one in a billion. Yishmael was one in a billion. For some reason, we don't know why it didn't work out. He would one day become a monster, Pera Adam. But Avram's not responsible. And for that, he doesn't have to suffer and see his child die. Ba'asher hu sham, the Yisoid is responsibility. Responsibility, responsibility. We are responsible for what we create. Have a wonderful week. Hatzlacha to all of you. And we should learn from the lesson to be responsible people, especially Elul, Ziyam Naroyim. Din Mishpat is all about responsibility, accountability for what you do. It is now is the season. Siva v'chasima toim. Good night.